Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We got to go.
But when I saw him running routes with the jersey on, setting the tone pregame, we're ready for a big game.
But there's a couple questions. Before we got Jerry Rice now on the line. And good morning to the GOAT, Jerry Rice, the greatest football player of all time. First of all, how many goat fuels did he drink before running down the field? He didn't huff and puff. I would have died at the 15-yard line. Jerry runs through the goal line. I was like, Jerry, you're not back in practice in Rockland, California anymore. And then two, people want to know what was in that glass when you're pointing at Deebo Samuel
when
you scored that touchdown.
It was goat fuel.
and the bow tie. Jerry, I've never seen you in the bow tie. Jerry, I've never seen you in the bow tie either. Like, all of a sudden, I want to wear a bow tie now because of the way you made the bow tie look.
Hey, man, it was Monday Night Football, statement night. You know, just like, you know, like 49ers, you know, you got Rams and, you know, I think the 49ers, they did a fantastic job. They got that W, and it was a big win for them. But that was statement night. So yeah. I wanted to look good. I wanted the presentation to look good. So I'm running up and down the field. But the jersey, I grabbed this fan, number 80, out of the stands, and I put it on. and Steve threw me the ball, and all of a sudden it was just a reaction thing, man. I sprinted all the way to the end zone. And I was like, I'm saying to myself, oh, man, you know what? I feel really good.
Hey, Jerry, I'm watching Deebo Samuel, and you brought it up Monday night. Like, it means something to me. And that you could feel the electricity going into the stadium. And me and B, we both grew up with Candlestick, and you playing it on Monday Night Football. And I know how much you loved playing on Monday Night Football. In my mind, when I'm watching Deebo break those tackles and make that play that he did for that long touchdown, I'm envisioning Roger Craig against the Rams, where you're the lead blocker downfield. I'm envisioning John Taylor on Monday Night Football when you're lead blocking for him as he's running all the way. Like, that's one of those seminal highlights that are going to live forever.
Yeah, that's one of those heartbeat things, man. You know, that just players just working together, getting in position to get their teammate into the end zone. First of all, that defensive back, he took a very bad angle because he tried to undercut that pass, mm-hmm. and for Deebo to make that catch the way he did, then to have the vision to take it to the end zone, you know, it brought back a lot of memories because I'm saying to myself, man, because, you know, he made some cuts that reminded me of someone else, you know, back in the day, you know, to have that vision and really get into pay dirt, you know, where you drop six on him. I think it was a fantastic play, but it had a lot to do with his vision on the football field and, you know, his teammates helping him to get to the end zone.
And we're talking to Jerry Rice, the greatest wide receiver, greatest football player of all time. I'll take him over anybody, Brady, Tim Brown, you name it. He's got all the records. We know about the seasons he's had, the MVPs, you name it, the jewelry. Jerry, getting Deebo in space, you know, I know they've had him playing running back since midway through last year. And personally, I don't like seeing Deebo carry the ball eight times in the teeth of a defense. I want to see him on the perimeter. So we know teams are going to try to take away that wide receiver screen. What are more ways the 49ers are? How creative can they get to get Deebo the ball in space to where he's going one-on-one with the DB and not a linebacker in the A-gap?
Well, guys, here's the thing with me. I, you know, the run-pass option, everything is so condensed. you know, you can open the field up just a little bit more by spreading these guys out just a little bit more. You know, getting Debo on the outside. I'm not a big fan of him being back in that backfield because it's almost like that, you know, the second he's back in the backfield, the opponent knows that, you know, Debo is going to get the ball. So it's going to be up to Kyle Shanahan to be a little bit more creative, you know, maybe spread them out just a little bit more. You know, Brandon Ayuk, you know, he made some plays, and they got some weapons. They got some guys that can make some plays. But another key factor, too, guys, we got to start throwing the ball on the outside because defensive coordinators, they're going to figure that out because you notice a lot of bubble screens. A lot of throws over the middle, but we really didn't attack the outside. And I wanted them to really just throw the ball deep, you know, spread out a little bit, throw it deep, just to let the opponent know that, hey, look, they could throw it deep to make it a threat.
Yeah.
If you don't do that, then, you know, the opponent is going to squeeze down on everything. But I got to give it to the Niners. They did a great job of, you know, making it happen. And this guy, Hufanga.
Oh, my God.
Hufanga.
Wow.
Man, this guy is all over the place. All over the place and just making plays. And I really enjoy just watching him, and, you know, on defense. You know, Bosa is going to be Bosa and all of that. And that defense is going to put pressure on the opponent. But just to watch him, you know, make plays like that and to have the vision to take it to the house, man, to seal the deal.
Yeah, I want to get back into Hufanga in a second, but the Jalen Ramsey-Debo thing, like, you know all about tormenting defensive backs, and there are certain matchups that you felt like you owned, I'm sure. What is it about Debo and Jalen Ramsey? Is it a mental thing? Is it something physically that Debo's doing? Why does Jalen Ramsey just get erased by Debo Samuel?
You know, I think, you know, looking at that game last night, you would think that you know, Ramsey would follow him all over the field. But they don't do that. They don't do that. You know, I think him and Brandon Ayuk, you know, they had the altercation last night.
Yeah.
Where they got, you know, tangled up a little bit. But, you know, if you're going to, but, you know, back in the day, you would put your best corner on your best receiver. You don't see a lot of that with the run pass option and stuff like that. But, you know, Debo, anytime he can touch that money, man. Touch that money. Be, you know, himself. Be creative on the football field. You know, something, you know, spectacular is going to happen. And, you know, to see Wilson, too.
Yeah.
You know, to start everything off, man. Because, you know, this guy took it up the middle, and it was no catching him. So you got guys, you know, from different positions making plays and you know, get ready for the next battle.
No doubt. Jerry Rice on the line right now in the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. Don't forget to grab his Goat Fuel. I've got the watermelon fruit punch. What you sipping on,
Chesky? I got the gummy bear.
You got the gummy bear. So we got the Goat Fuel. We're fired up this morning.
Hey, believe me, guys, if I could have had a Goat Fuel in the stadium last night, that would have been the ice on the cake right there. You know, to take a sip of that. And also, you know, to give Debo some love and that offensive line and that offense, man, that would have been perfect.
Jerry, the way you was running on that field, I thought you were all five Goat Fuels, man. I swear, man, you didn't even break a sweat in a suit.
I always get energized on Monday night.
Yeah.
It is so weird, guys. It's so weird because even after being out of the game for such a long time, it clicks. The game phase, it comes on, you know, just walking into the stadium and stuff like that. I was like, man, God, I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you hear that music. You see the flyover with the bomber jets, the fighter jets.
Hey, man. Oh, man, when that bomber jet, whatever, came over, I looked up at that, man. I was like, I was ready to go.
It shook the stadium. I felt like the whole stadium was shaking.
Yeah. It was so awesome to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt, Jerry. And look, Jerry, I want to get to Hufanga in the defense because they came up with seven sacks yesterday and totally shut down. Jerry's got to hold out. He's got the dog in there real quick. But I want to ask Jerry about Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
Because Brandon Ayuk is a special, special player. And I saw Brandon Ayuk get frustrated a couple times. All right, we got Jerry back on the line. He's ready to go here. Brandon Ayuk, what do you tell Brandon Ayuk when you know targets are not coming your way like that? Four targets yesterday. He got four catches, 37 yards, but not the plays, the explosive plays we see Brandon Ayuk make on a regular basis. What do you tell a guy like that when he knows, okay, this is a run-first offense, the quarterback is still trying to work up the game speed in Jimmy Garoppolo? What'd you tell Brandon Ayuk after a tough game last night where he's not seeing a lot of targets?
I think you just got to be patient. You know, the most important thing is the W. And I think we all get frustrated, you know, because, you know, you work your butt off all week long and you think you're going to go into that game and you're going to have so many opportunities. But sometimes it doesn't work out that way. And most important thing is the W, but just continue to work hard and it's going to pay off for you.
You know, I'm looking at the defense, and we'll get to Bosa in a second, but Hufanga, he's just so special. You played with a special player out of USC, and we never compare anybody to you. We never compare him to Ronnie Lott. But, man, I'm seeing a guy who's flying like Ronnie Lott, can hit, can knock the ball out. He's very instinctual. What do you see when you see Talanoa Hufanga?
I basically see the same thing. He's all over the field making plays. You can tell, you know, that he's very smart. He's intelligent. He knows his opponent. He knows, you know, certain
tendencies.
Because it's almost, it's like one of these. It's like the interception play. Mm-hmm. He already knew that was coming. Mm-hmm. He knew it. The way he broke on that, you know, so certain formations and stuff like that, he knew that was coming. And to have that that focus, that mindset, then to finish it off, because, you know, you can know it's coming, but you still got to be able to finish the play.
No doubt.
And that was something that Bill Walsh always talked about. You know, he was saying, you know, a lot of guys can, you know, get in position, but then all of a sudden they can't finish the play. He got all of that. And like I said, very smart. See, he's a playmaker, and, you know, he's going to cause a lot of havoc, you know, just, you know, on that football field.
You know, every great defense.
In position to make a play.
You know, Jerry, every good defense, they try to be great because they want to score touchdowns. They want to turn the ball over. But they also need great pass rushers. Mm. And the Niners have one in number 97, Nick Bosa. And Shazkin and I were talking last week. We saw Micah Parsons for the Cowboys last Monday night show out against the New York Giants. You saw Lawrence Taylor, Reggie White, Monday night games. You talked about it, Jerry. Monday night football is special. And if Bosa wanted to make a claim for DPOY or put his name in that race, you got to ball out on Monday night football. And that's what we saw from Nick Bosa. 14 quarterback pressures yesterday. 7 right. quarterback hits, 2 sacks. Bosa was everywhere, Jerry.
Yeah, Bosa is just like Aaron Donald, man. I mean, this guy, he's incredible on the football field. And just watching him, how he can overpower the offensive linemen and, you know, get into that backfield to cause problems. You know, he's just typical Bosa. And that's really what's expected of him. And I think he owns up to it. He knows that, you know, he has to be a playmaker out on the football field, and he does that.
No doubt. And, Jerry, before we let you go, we appreciate the time today. We saw the Tua Tagovailoa concussion last Thursday night against the Cincinnati Bengals after suffering a head injury against the Buffalo Bills. How the NFL handled the protocols and how often you think you play with a concussion. Did you agree with the protocols? What did you think of the Tua situation? And do you think that you ever went in where you probably shouldn't have gone into the game?
You know, to be honest, that's a good question. But I think back in the day, you know, if you could take the smelling salt, if they ask you 3 questions, if you could answer those questions, you were back on the field.
Got it.
The thing with Tua, I think he was concussed, you know, in that Buffalo game. Mm-hmm. So it was just no way he should have been playing in that last football game. So the NFL, you know, they dropped the ball on that. They really did. And it's all about protecting the players and all of that. And I don't think he should have played in that game. Have I ever gone back into a game where I felt like if I was concussed or something like that, I would say no to that.
Yeah.
Because basically I knew if I was not in a position to make good decisions on the field and, you know, if I was going to hurt the team. So, you know, pretty much I would have taken myself out of it.
Jerry, I don't remember you, and again, you obviously were going to remember way more than we will, but I don't remember you taking direct hits
right.
over the middle like that. You would contort your body, and you were so good at not taking those devastating blows. Like, I can't even remember the biggest hit you took in your career.
Yeah, you know, my thing, guys, I had good awareness on the field, and I knew when to get down, and I knew when to protect myself.
Who was the guy that hit you the hardest?
So it was not like I was just running through that secondary and just all relaxed. I knew that, you know, that there were, like, complications, that there was problems, that
right.
there was guys out there hurt me and do all of those things. So I knew how to, you know, just tighten my body up, and the majority of the time when guys hit me, they were the ones that got hurt.
Mm.
You know, I guess it was because of my conditioning and all of that. But, yeah, I knew exactly where I was at on the football field.
Nah, you were really good, Jerry. We know about that. And the Go Fuel is really,
yes.
really good. Powering us through another morning at the Monday Night Football.
Right, yeah.
Man, hey, Niners 2-2.
Let's go.
Tied for first place in the NFC West, Jerry. What is that right there?
See that buff right back there?
Yeah, I
see it. In that Go Fuel?
Oh.
Always behind me.
Oh, wow.
But, hey, I'm tell you. With the Debo run, if I had the watermelon fruit punch or something like that, and to be able to toast him on that, that would have been the ultimate. You know what I'm saying?
Jerry, you pointing,
you're pointing
with the cocktail in hand is now a meme.
Hey, but did you see the ring on the finger?
I said, oh, we can't miss the bling, Jerry. We did not miss the bling, man. I'm telling you, you were right there running court.
We love seeing
you at the football games. You had the bow tie looking dapper again. You're running down the field, set the tone.
Yep.
That's what we need every single game at Levi's, Jerry.
No, you got it, baby. You know me.
Yeah, we do.
I'm all about entertainment.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. Jerry, always good to talk to you,
the
brother.
The greatest.
All right, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.